Collingwood is considering adding a bit of sunlight to its water treatment plant to up its winter output capacity. More specifically, the town is looking at adding UV light reactors to its water treatment process to increase the amount of potable water the plant can send to customers in the wintertime. The Development and Operations Committee of Council heard the proposal for upgrades to the facility last week. The option recommended by staff is to install the UV reactors temporarily by extending pipes at the current water treatment plant. The installation would be an interim solution, but the reactors can be reused as part of the 2025-26 water treatment plant expansion project, as they are rated for higher capacity than the current plant can produce. The total cost of installing the temporary system is between $1.20 and $1.6 million, with about $500,000 of that being the cost of the reactors. Since the upgrade is to accommodate growth, it can be funded through development charges the town has reserved. Costs would also be shared with other municipalities receiving drinking water from Collingwood, the Blue Mountains and New Tecumseh. The town's environmental services manager, Heather McGinnity, said the downside to this option is a throwaway cost of about $900,000. While the UV reactors can be reused, the expanded pipes and construction costs are for interim capacity and won't be incorporated into the expanded water treatment plant. Currently, the maximum capacity of the plant in the winter is lower than in the summer months because cold water requires more contact time with chlorine and slows the output. We definitely need this enhanced disinfection to meet our current capacity in the winter, and we would need it to increase our capacity, said Peggy Slama, Director of Engineering, Environmental Services, and Public Works. Treasurer Monica Quinlan noted during the committee meeting the cost of the water treatment plant expansion, estimated around $60 million, is from a mix of funding sources, but not from general taxation revenue. She confirmed the funding is mainly from development charges, but also from water system user fees and cost-sharing agreements with other municipal customers. The recommendation of a temporary installation of UV reactors is the result of consultation with AECOM, Ainley Group, as part of the contract between the town and the engineers to design the water treatment plant expansion and upgrades. Staff estimate the UV reactors can be installed by November 2022. According to McGinnity, the installation of the UV reactors will allow the town to increase the water treatment plant's winter output to match summer capacity. Even if the winter disinfection limitations are resolved, the rated water treatment plant capacity will continue to limit growth in town until the expanded water treatment plant is complete, explained McGinnity at the committee meeting. Municipal water treatment plants receive their rated capacity through a provincial licensing regime. I'm pleased to see this report that can eliminate that summer-winter differential as early as November, so that will add to our capacity dramatically as we move forward, said Mayor Brian Saunderson. Currently, there is an interim control bylaw in place that stops the town from issuing building permits for new homes because of limited remaining water treatment capacity, particularly in the winter. There is an exemption process to allow some development that meets the criteria approved by council. The mayor thanked staff and local engineers who participated in meetings to come up with solutions to address the capacity limits at the water treatment plant and their impact on local development. The Development and Operations Committee supported the UV reactor proposal unanimously. It will go to council on September 27 for a second vote.